Welcome to installment 201 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. In today's portion, we will continue our discussion of positive commandment number 107, the commandment regarding all of the laws of Tumas Meis, the impurity which is conveyed by a dead body. As we have mentioned in the previous installments, the Rambam's discussion of this commandment in Sefer HaMitzvahs is extremely brief. He merely mentions that all of the regulations surrounding and regarding the impurity of a dead body come under the purview of this commandment. In contrast, his discussion of this commandment in his legal code Mishneh Torah is extremely lengthy, with many, many details. And therefore, since our study schedule of Sefer HaMitzvahs corresponds to what is being learned in Mishneh Torah, we have had many days of the same commandment. As we have discussed in earlier shiurim, several of the laws relating to the impurity of a dead body, the whole idea of impurity and purity according to the Torah, some of the modern applications of this law, and also the spiritual meaning behind it as explained in Jewish mysticism in Kabbalah and Chassidus. Previously, we mentioned the statement of the Zohar that anyone that lowers himself in level, that goes from one level to a lower level, this is called Misa, this is called a type of death, which, as we explained previously, is understood in light of the statement of Chumash, Vatem hadveikim b'shem alokeichem, that you who are cleaving to God, chayim kul chamayim, you are all alive today, showing that the idea of life is connected with one's cleaving to Hashem, cleaving to God. Any weakening in this connection is therefore termed by the Zohar as Misa, or death. Even though it's not death in the simple sense, nevertheless, looking deeper into it, it has a sort of death associated with it. Incidentally, this is also reflected in the statement of some of the commentaries that even though it might not be a literal death, we see other types of impurities are connected with the same concept, such as the impurity of a man who emits semen, that since it contained within it at least the potential for life, this emission causes him to become tamei or impure, and so to a woman in nida, that the loss of menstrual blood, which would not have been coming, should she have been in the process of creating a new life, although this is not literally a death, it is associated with a lack of life, and therefore there is an impurity associated with such an emission. And although it is not as severe as the Tumas Misa, Tumas Meis, nevertheless, it still is a type of impurity. And so too in the spiritual sense, in one's service of one's Creator, so too a drop in one's level of service, in one's connection with God, is also called a type of spiritual Misa. It is, however, a basic principle of Chassidus that Yerida Tzerech Aliyah, that every descent must be for a subsequent ascent. And not only that the person will come to a level that they were previously at, that they drop from one level and then come back up to the same level, that any decrease must lead later to a subsequent increase even greater than the previous level the person was at before they dropped. And there are many explanations given for this. How it is that a loss or a decline can lead to a subsequent gain. As mentioned briefly in Tanya, in the introduction to the second part of Tanya, and explained at length throughout Chassidus. Normally, for a person to advance from one level to another, the person must build on previous experiences and previous types of learning, and only then is the person capable of advancing. Should the original learning and experiences be forgotten, the person would really have to start over. Therefore, when a person studies Torah, they start from the level of learning the Chumash, the written Torah, move on to the Mishnah, and so on from level to level, building on the previous learning and being able to reach greater heights. And so too, when a person advances themselves in their spiritual service of God here in this world, they move from one level, move on to a higher level, and so on, in a constant state of progression. However, this system only works when there is only a slight increase which is being sought after. If a person is moving from one level of service in this world to a higher level and a higher level, there can be a gradual state of increase. However, let's say a completely different type of elevation is desired. something completely incomparable with the previous level. Let us speak, for example, of the elevation of the soul as it is in this physical world as compared to what it will be in the world to come. When a person develops higher and higher and more refined states of elevation in this physical world, it is still quite far, incomparably far from what will be in the world to come. A person can grow from a state where all they desire is physical things, physical rewards, as the Rambam mentions, that a small child has to be rewarded with candies and the like. Later on, the child can be rewarded with clothing, and later on, and promises of reward and so on, less and less concrete rewards will be sufficient. So too in the levels of desire and enjoyment that an adult has, it might start off with a desire for coarse physical pleasures, such as food and so on, and later on advance to higher pleasures which are not shared by the animal kingdom, such as money, and later on advance to even less limited and physical coarse pleasures, the feeling for music, and a person could develop enjoyment in midas teves, in doing favors for people, and in good emotional characteristics. And so too a person can develop an enjoyment in certain intellectual pursuits, and this itself will be a type of enjoyment. And we cannot compare the enjoyment from sweet food with the enjoyment in a deep concept. Although they are both enjoyments, and both enjoyments connected with the physical world, nevertheless, they are certainly quite different. But nevertheless, they are at least all associated with this physical world. And therefore, one can, through a gradual stage of advancing steps, eventually reach this level. However, the enjoyment which is experienced by the soul in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, the world to come, is a completely different sort of revelation. It is categorically and qualitatively different. It is impossible through the greatest elevations here in this physical world to attain in any way the enjoyment which will be experienced by the neshama, by the soul in the world to come. This is a revelation of such overpowering magnitude that there is no comparison in the physical world whatsoever, that the enjoyment of the world to come is described by our sages as soul sitting and basking in the revelation of godly light, which is something which a soul connected with a physical body in this world is incapable of experiencing or understanding. Furthermore, the pleasures of the physical world not only are useless in helping prepare the soul for the enjoyment in spiritual worlds, furthermore, they even hinder an appreciation of these spiritual enjoyments. That as our sages say, as long as there is a remembrance of the enjoyment of the physical world, this hinders and prevents, as long as there's a chizid d'chai alma, even a vision, a remembrance whatsoever of the enjoyment in this world, this will prevent the soul from fully realizing the enjoyment in the world to come. And therefore, the soul has to go through a cleansing process of Gehenim in order that it should completely forget any connection with the physical whatsoever. Unless it is a soul of such magnitude that never involved itself of this enjoyment in this physical world, such as Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah, who would not need such a purification in order to forget the physical enjoyment, since he did not have any to begin with anyway. However, another soul does need to go through this purification or forgetting process in order that the memory of the previous level should not hinder an attainment of the subsequent level. And again, the reason here is that since these two levels are so different and so separate from each other, a gradual progression is not only will never reach this higher level, but will actually hinder attainment to the higher level. One must forget about the previous level in order to come to the higher one. And so too we have in different levels in spiritual worlds as well. It is difficult for us to conceive of such a thing, since we, being rooted in the physical world, have little understanding of spiritual. We look at spirituality as being a homogeneous sort of entity. However, we learn that just as there is a tremendous difference between the physical world and Gan Eden, the spiritual world, there is a similar qualitative difference between Gan Eden HaTachton, the lower part of the Garden of Eden, and Gan Eden HaElyon, the higher part there. That no matter how many elevations the soul goes through, in the world to come. As we learn that the soul does go through such elevations, and in particular on the yahrzeit of a person, the anniversary of their passing, the soul gets a tremendous elevation. No matter how many graded elevations there could be, a soul in the lower level of Gan Eden will never reach the higher level of Gan Eden. Just as, through many progressions in the physical world, one would not come any closer to attaining the spiritual enjoyment of Gan Eden, so too, from the lower level of Gan Eden to a higher level in Gan Eden, the soul must completely forget about any spiritual enjoyment in the lower level of Gan Eden to come to the higher level of Gan Eden. And after achieving this higher level of Gan Eden, there are further spiritual advances which can be made. And in order to reach those, one would again have to forget about this realization and enjoyment in the higher level of Gan Eden in order to come to a level beyond that. This nullification and forgetting from one level to another is absolutely necessary. And this explains the statement of the Talmud, that the Rebbe Zeira, when he wanted to forget, when he wanted to learn Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, he fasted for 40 fasts in order to forget the Babylonian Talmud. This is normally completely not understood. Why should he forget the Babylonian Talmud which he learned in order to learn something else? Okay, we might grant that the Jerusalem Talmud is higher, but he should have to forget the Babylonian Talmud. However, according to this, it's understood. The higher, clearer revelation of the Talmud of the land of Israel from Jerusalem was a qualitatively different type of revelation, and that Rebbe Zeira therefore had to forget the method of learning. He didn't forget the actual laws which were taught, but he forgot the whole method of thought, of which was question and answer with difficulties and obscurities associated with Babylon and in areas outside the land of Israel. He had to completely forget about that type of learning in order to achieve the higher level of Talmud Yerushalmi. Another example is given. For a seed to grow into a tree, it is not enough for the seed to continually grow a little bit at a time in order to get a tree. No, the seed must rot away and must become nullified. It must blend and disappear into the ground, and only afterwards can a tree grow from it. Because since there is a qualitative difference between the seed and the tree, there has to be a nullification between one level and the other. And this is associated with what we started off explaining, the idea that a descent can lead to an ascent. And that a descent, in spite of the fact of it being called Misa, being called death, this is a type of death which leads to a subsequent life, an increase in life, a subsequent elevation which would otherwise be impossible to reach. And although at the time of death, when there is this nullification between one level and another, the person would seem to be in limbo, would seem to be hanging, having lost the previous sort of revelation, and has not yet attained the higher form of revelation, nevertheless, this is a preparation for the subsequent elevation. Therefore, it's a yerida, a descent, which is necessary for the later ascent. Although one could make a small measure of increase, nevertheless, this qualitative, tremendous jump, this tremendous leap is impossible without a nullification, with a misa, so to speak, a death between one level and another. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.